We're going to wrap up this part of the program with our White House correspondent, David Greene. He engaged in an act of permissible vandalism today while he waited for a historic briefing.
As I talk to you right now, I'm actually sitting in NPR's assigned seat in the briefing room. If you're the press secretary looking out, we're in the fourth row all the way to the right along the wall, usually next to a pile of ladders. There's a little bronze plaque here on our chair that says National Public Radio. And while I'm waiting here, I might try to unscrew it so we can get a souvenir.
Welcome to the final briefing before we christen the next swimming pool here at the White House.
So began spokesman Tony Snow's final briefing from the current White House briefing room. The joke about the swimming pool refers to an actual pool that President Franklin Roosevelt had built in 1933. President Nixon decided in 1970 to build a briefing room on top of the pool. Snow was suggesting that after the press corps gets booted this week, the White House may prefer to have a pool. No one took Snow seriously, though, because President Bush himself stopped by today to promise reporters a new briefing room and new workspace after 9 months of renovation.
So like suede chairs? Huh? Is that what you're looking at? Kind of velvet? Armchairs? Armchairs? Everybody wants to be able to lean back? It looks a little crowded in here. And so, you want to double the size? Yeah. Forget it!
Several former press secretaries also came by for this occasion. James Brady, who was shot in 1981 during the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan, was here. There was also Joe Lockhart, who served President Clinton, and another spokesman who served Mr. Bush's father, the first President Bush, and announced the beginning of the Gulf War from this briefing room in 1991, Marlon Fitzwater.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun.
Roughly a decade later, the second President Bush was talking about going after Saddam Hussein again at the same podium.
We expect him not to develop weapons of mass destruction, and if we find him doing so, there will be a consequence.
There is a lot of history in this room. Trouble is, the room's all but falling apart. The briefing room and press workspace were renovated some in 1981, but now it's time for a major overhaul. Veteran CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer said one early morning during the Clinton years, he ran into something unexpected.
It was a rat of the four-legged species that was scampering across the camera platform.
You don't see that kind of stuff on TV. This place looks so clean and pretty.
Right. You know, when you see this in certain television miniseries or in the movies, it always looks so sparkling and white and all the seats look beautifully upholstered. But if truth be known, it's falling apart at the seams. The seats are caving in. There's water leaking from some of the walls. There's rumors of asbestos inside the insulation. So a lot of reasons for the people in charge here to start thinking about gutting this place and changing it for this century.
There have been many NPR correspondents who've worked here.
This is Ted Clark at the White House.
At the White House, I'm Brenda Wilson reporting.
I'm Richard Gonzalez at the White House.
Brian Naylor, NPR News, the White House.
Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Pam Fessler, NPR News, the White House.
Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
And it's David Greene again. Now I'm downstairs in the NPR booth where all those NPR voices have come from. It's a tiny little space deep underground. Let me put my arms out here. Yep, I can pretty easily touch both walls at the same time. We'll see if they make our new booth a little bigger. This room is going to be ripped up in a few days, so I better make this last sign-off good. David Greene, NPR News, the White House. How is that? That sound okay?